honesty, passion, experience. It's Timberwolves Explosion, hosted on the Paladino Live Network. And now, your host, Paladino Joey. Hello again, Timberwolves fans. Are you ready for the explosion of Timberwolves basketball? I am your host, Paladino Joey, or Joey Owygen. Timberwolves Explosion is available on all of your favorite podcasting apps. I thank each and every one of you once and always for downloading and listening to this show. It is a great pleasure to be back on board with you once again today. Happy February. So now all the games are February and beyond and all of that good stuff. The Minnesota Timberwolves off to a okay start, losing to the Orlando Magic 108-106 last Friday. And then crushing the Houston Rockets. Okay. And then blowing a 23-point lead to the Chicago Bulls, and then crushing the Milwaukee Bucks 2 days later. So, I don't know. That's kind of a little bit of back and forth there. The Minnesota Timberwolves, 2-2 out of the last four. Not sure what to think right now, other than, well, okay, we're capable of getting up for teams and we're capable of blowing leads, that's for darn sure, and capable of just kind of a meh performance. The Orlando game was just meh. We seem to own Houston all of a sudden, which is wonderful. Keep doing that. Totally cool with that. The Bulls, I don't understand. What the heck? I really don't, other than I guess Coby White got red hot. We're happy for him. Doug McDermott's off the market, so when it comes to the trades and such, so the Timberwolves will probably not be getting Doug McDermott. Apparently, he wound up with the Indiana Pacers in a trade. So that's unfortunate for a lot of us that wouldn't have minded having that spark plug. But the Timberwolves did make a trade, and only one, for Monte Morris. So it's Monte Morris to the Minnesota Timberwolves for Shake Milton, Troy Brown Jr., which I think is unfortunate, and a second-round pick. And apparently that second-round pick is in 2030. So remember that bit I did last year during the, back in the summer, all those trades that were taking place during the draft and such? 2030. So it's like, yeah, you know, Timberwolves acquire a second-round pick from the Boston Celtics. They're 56 second round pick, so it'll be like somebody's grandson out there, some current player's grandson out there. They will be able to acquire eventually. It's not even whoever it is, there's no way they're even born yet. And the Indiana Pacers trade for a 2062 second round pick from the Chicago Bulls in this trade, and then the Milwaukee Bucks acquire a 2055 second round pick from the Minnesota Timberwolves. So, yeah. And then it'll move hands 55 times along the way, at least. So, always funny how that works. Do you realize that second-round pick is 7 years? No, 6 years away. It's crazy. 6 years? Like, what's up with that? The guy's like, four, you know, whoever that player is going to be is like a 14-year-old right now. Or less. Okay. Sure. Well, maybe they're 15, but, or, 13 years old, even younger. So it's just kind of funny. I'm going to miss Troy Brown Jr. Thought he, I thought he deserved minutes. I thought he should have been in the rotation. Shake Milton, well, he kind of played his way out of the rotation. According to AP Krasinski, Johnny Athletic, actually. He's long removed from the AP. Johnny Athletic, John Krasinski. Both of them good guys, Troy Brown Jr. especially. So definitely kind of sad to see Troy go. I thought there's something there. I really did. And we could have used him. That's the funny part. A lot of people are saying we could, that's a player the Timberwolves could use. But we kind of, that's pretty much probably who Detroit wanted more so than Shake Milton. But, they unload Monte Morris to the Minnesota Timberwolves, who was a second-round pick by Tim Connelly, the Timberwolves' current general manager / president of basketball operations, which is the official term. But GM is kind of like the generic term. The guy does a hell of a job with draft picks, especially these later ones. Like Rudy Gobert was a second-round pick. Monte Morris played 5 years in Denver, basically, and then wound up with the Washington Wizards and Detroit Pistons just this past season here. Only 6 games with the awful Pistons, apparently, which is weird. Only 6, so apparently he'd missed some time. 82 games in 1819, that was his second year officially. His rookie year, only 3 games, as you know, second-round picks second-round picks, you know, getting started, usually, you know, they're not going to play much. Like, look at Josh Minot and, you know, Leonard Miller and such. They're only going to get in a couple games. But a 39% three-point shooter throughout his career, 53% two-point shooter, apparently, at least from what this says. This is, of course, Basketball Reference. Thank you very much for that. 10.4 points a game. Definitely a nice spark plug. And the number one thing with Monte Morris is he is a ball protector. So he's kind of like a poor man's Tyus Jones in a lot of ways when it comes to protecting the basketball. He's averaged up to 5.3 assists. That was last year with the Washington Wizards. 10.3 points a game last season at the end of the day. 12.6 was his career high before he wound up with the Wizards at 26 years of age at the time in 21-22. 12.6 points a game, 75 games that year. What was his three-point percentage? It's 39.5. His second year in the league, he eclipsed 41.4%, so he got in the 40s there. His second year when he played all 82 games was a nice surprise for the Denver Nuggets at that stage. Starting in six games that year, but playing in all 82. So, yes, he'll start some. And, in fact, with Washington, he was the guy. He was the starting point guard last season in 22-23, where he averaged not a career high, but a second or third career high, I guess. But he's been kind of a 10-points-a-game guy with Detroit. I'm not sure what the devil the deal was, and they lost 28 games in a row. So I can't say the other Monty Williams, not Monte, but Monty Williams, did a good job there. So I made 11 minutes so far, 11 minutes a game in only six games for the Detroit Pistons, so buying extremely low in a lot of ways, but still giving up decent players in order to get Monte Morris. The Wolves do have an open roster spot that does need to be filled. Will it be filled by a two-way player, or will it be filled by a buyout? So, unfortunately, Doug McDermott's off the market, but there's potentially other players that could emerge. We'll talk about that later. We'll see. I mean, I'm not going to get too deep into that right now, even though I'd like to. Apparently, the Wolves have about 2 weeks to fill that roster spot one way or another. So we'll have to wait and see how that goes. So welcome to the Minnesota Timberwolves, Monte Morris. Second-round pick, 51st overall, 21st pick in the second round in 2017. And all that good stuff by the Denver Nuggets. Tim Connelly was the president of basketball operations. They say Grand Rapids, Michigan. I've also heard Flint, Michigan is where he grew up, which is a basketball, you know, It's like a basketball strong point. I don't know why I'm not getting the word out, so my apologies there. But you get the idea. It's a lot of great basketball players have come from that area, Grand Rapids and Flint, Michigan, including Trent Tucker, of course. He's a Flint, Michigan guy. Trent Tucker, of course, sharpshooter with the Gophers, New York Knicks, San Antonio Spurs, and the world champion 1993 Chicago Bulls. Or 1993 World Champion Chicago Bulls. But apologize there. Let's get to where we need to be. Needed to talk about the trade. Part of me is like, let's just talk about the trades instead, but I got four games to review, three games to preview. The preview segment should be shorter. I might dip into the trades in that segment. We'll see, but I don't know. The Orlando game. What the swear word? What the bleep? Let's have a lemon and tomato juice. I got to calm down a little bit. Yeah, it's going to become a bigger and bigger bit maybe, huh? Maybe you're sick of it already. Apparently, Vince Germano thinks it's disgusting, so that's too bad. But maybe I think he said his wife likes it a little bit, so, or at least she used to. Oh, well. No, it's definitely not for everybody. Nor was this game. This wasn't for everybody either. It just wasn't. Anthony Edwards was hobbled a bit, but luckily came back in the second half. Went up with 22 points. Rudy Gobert had a great game. 22 points, 16 rebounds, 2 blocks. But it just felt like the defense in this game, kind of down the stretch, even though we only gave up 108 points, but the Orlando Magic, when they scored, it was easy. And at the end of the day, it's like our offense just kind of, the Timberwolves offense in general, just kind of didn't show up when they needed to. They just sputtered in that fourth quarter with only 18 points. Credit the Magic for some good defense, sure, but they're not that good. Come on. You know, they're not that good. Jonathan Isaac played 20 minutes. Wound up with 8 rebounds and 3 points, but a couple steals and a block, so good for him there. Nice to see Jonathan Isaac. It's too bad. Hopefully his career can move closer to where it was supposed to be once upon a time. Gary Harris is a name, but I don't know if the Wolves will be winding up with that guy, and plus he's hurt all the time. I think it's the other Harris. Is it Anthony Harris? The guy who won the 3-point contest years ago? That could be a player the Wolves might be looking at. And yes, Karl-Anthony Towns will be in the 3-point contest. Hopefully he can win another three-point contest championship. Hopefully, maybe he'll do a Larry Bird walking out there saying, which one of you is taking second? That would be fun. Classic Larry Bird. Which one of you is taking second? Yep. Sometimes I do that at work, too, but yeah, because I can, dang it. Just kidding. I don't know why I said that. I really don't know. But Anthony Edwards and Anthony Edwards and Rudy Gobert both led the Wolves in scoring at the end of the day. But again, the point, you know, the transition defense was balls in this game. Like, the Wolves had a lead in the fourth quarter and just kind of watched it disappear. And then they had to make a slight comeback to get kind of back in it, but still wind up losing by 2 points, not finishing the job. Anthony Edwards had a shot at a three-pointer to possibly get the lead or the win and missed the shot. Orlando emerges victorious. But yeah, kind of weak transition defense. Just felt like it was just low energy and it was stupid. Like, how do you lose to the Magic, who haven't been that good, you know? They were really good earlier in the year and we took care of them. That's the funny part. When the Magic were really good, the Wolves took care of them, and then now when the Magic are struggling, they take care of us, sort of. Like, we just kind of like, yeah, you know, we'll be okay. It was kind of like one of those kind of games. I just don't understand. Just, again, poor transition defense. The Magic would get a few dunks along the way, yeah, some easy points, and then the Wolves would not respond. Bottom line, in the fourth quarter, didn't help that Mike Conley made one shot in the entire freaking game. One shot in the entire freaking game. Are you kidding me? I believe he was fouled on a three-pointer, so it was a four-point play. 1 of 9 from the floor, 1 of 6 from downtown, as they call it. But he did get 9 assists and 3 steals, so he made up for a bit there, but still, yuck. Karl-Anthony Towns sloppy as a Mickey Fricker with 6 turnovers. Ugh, are you serious? Jaden McDaniels and Rudy Gobert got into foul trouble, and that didn't help either. Another reason why the Magic were attacking the basket like they were attacking the basket as much as they wanted. I don't know why I'm lacking in terms today, terminology. It's driving me nuts. It's like my brain's like on pause. But with reckless abandon, there we go. They were attacking the basket with reckless abandon, and it was like, what are you going to do about it? Foul out? Na, 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 boo, boo, and that's kind of what happened. And that's why you just try to, you know, do your best to not get into such terrible foul trouble. Blame the refs all you want, but sometimes, eventually, you got to blame yourself, too. Because not every one of those 5 fouls were the ref's fault. Gosh dang it. And losing to the Magic at home is gosh dang stupid. It really is. And I remember I'm like, oh, we beat the Magic. We're going to be, Chris Finch is going to be the All-Star coach. And I'm like, okay, never mind. But then actually beating Houston ended up giving him the All-Star coach. So Chris Finch will coach the All-Stars. Anthony Edwards and Karl-Anthony Towns will play in the All-Star game. Karl-Anthony Towns will compete in the three-point contest. And Chris Finch, again, like I said, will be the head coach because it was a Western Conference tiebreaker, not an overall tiebreaker, with the Oklahoma City Thunder for Mr. Chris Finch to be the head coach of the Western Conference All-Stars in 2024. So congratulations, Chris Finch, going from a longtime assistant coach with all over the place and in Europe and all that, head coach in Europe and this in Europe and that in Europe, 16 years in Europe, and then, assistant coaches in, like, you know, with Denver and such and other places. So that's where the Conley and Finch combination works together so nicely. And, God willing, neither one of them is going to be leaving the Minnesota Timberwolves anytime soon. At least I would hope not. the Houston game was pretty much the Wolves to lose, and the Wolves took care of business. So, good job. 111-90. The Wolves needed this, and the Wolves got this. Bottom line, and then there's your head coach. I said it 50 times already. Sorry. But when you look at the win probability, it was constantly in the Wolves area and never once passed the 50% line into Houston. So, good job, Minnesota. Pretty much had this one all the way, and it's nice to have a comfortable win like that. Anthony Edwards coming back from what looked like, again, he was hobbled a bit from the ankle, what looked like an ankle. His ankle kind of turned to the side. It was one of those type of, like, deals. It wasn't, like, rolled. It was turned. So, those could be really bad if there was enough of an impact going on there. But thankfully, that did not happen. Anyhow, Anthony Edwards with 32 points, attacking the basket, having a lot of fun, including late in the game where he just kind of drove by about 3 or 4 people with reckless abandon and very little resistance. Wolves took advantage of the situation and win comfortably. Wonderful feeling. Rudy Gobert, 7 of 9 from the floor with 4 blocks and 13 rebounds, 17 points, and Anthony Edwards, 32. Great return. Again, the Orlando game wasn't the best, and of course, getting hurt didn't help either. Jaden McDaniels, only 5 points, but oh well. You know, he provided some good defense when need be. Kyle Anderson continues to be all over the place, but he did, you know, obviously provide some solid offense again by, by helping guide the offense with 4 assists. Jordan McLaughlin, J-Mac, only 1 of 4 from outside. So, got to think Monte Morris is an upgrade. No offense to Jordan McLaughlin. He's obviously a nice point guard, nice backup point guard in the NBA. But, you know, I mean, he'll have his role. I'm sure he'll still get minutes. But Monte Morris is probably a long-term better fit. And it does sound like Monte Morris, the conversation is that he is more of a long-term piece for the Minnesota Timberwolves going forward. And I do not believe as a starter in the future, like a year or two from now, or whenever, like Mike Conley decides to hang it up or say maybe he should be a backup because he's really old, you know, like Gary Payton type of thing with the Miami Heat winning a ring there back in 2006. Wendell Moore does stay with the Timberwolves, so he's one of those other guys. You know, there was a possible one of 3 guys or possible 3 or 4 players that could have been traded here. But Wendell Moore does remain at the Wolves, so we'll see how things go there. Thought talk was there was interest out there, but probably not enough. Necessarily that maybe they wanted, obviously Troy Brown Jr. Moore, only 4 minutes and 16 seconds for 4 guys, Garza, Milton, Moore, and all that. That's the garbage time, as certain announcers should say, and Mike, like Marv Albert. It's not like the Wolves even shot particularly well, only 44.4%, you know, and that's why the numbers aren't so high. Guys clanging shots, Shake Milton over 3, that figures. Come on, shake. Carl Anthony Towns, not a particularly good week, though. Yeah, 4 of 12 against Houston. Yuck. He's had some great games against Houston, but this wasn't one of them, let me tell you. Let's move on. I've babbled enough. Onward. Onward, young man. This is not the feature presentation. This is the you know what's BS game. You know, like Angry Video Game Nerd, you know what's bull crap. Yeah, except he says, yeah, I know. I should have. You know what's bullshit. Yeah, I said it. Okay. Yeah. You know what's bullshit? Losing to the Bulls when you're up by 23 points. Yeah, this is the definition of bullshit now that I've said it 6 times. 3 times, actually. But because that is against the Bulls. And that is what it is. Well, I suppose the number 23 in Chicago is a little prominent. I can't imagine 23 in Chicago? The Chicago Bulls in 23? What is that? It sounds familiar. I have no idea. I can't even imagine who that might be. No, I think you know already. I don't need to say. I'll bore you. Andre Drummond. Some days it's like, it didn't even look like him. It's like, oh, that's Andre Drummond. That's the guy who's kicking our ass. That's the guy who's blocking 4 shots and getting 16 rebounds and 16 assists. He did a Rudy Gobert, and he did a better version of Rudy Gobert in this game. Rudy Gobert, 12 points, did get 16 rebounds with only 4 blocks. Wasn't as good as Andre Drummond, at least in my opinion. 33 points for DeMar DeRozan, attacking the basket as much as he wanted with 4 steals. Just these numbers are unbelievable, and that can kind of spell making a huge comeback in a game. 4 steals for DeMar DeRozan. 4 blocks for Vucevic. 4 blocks for Andre Drummond. 4 blocks for Alex Caruso. What?
I mean, are you kidding me? It's like, what? Come on!
You cannot be serious. Like, sir, you gave up 23 points, 23-point lead, and lose by 6 in overtime. He played like dog bleep in overtime. Like, oh, the Bulls tied it up, or we had to tie it up, that type of thing. And then they smoke us in overtime. That totally figures. Seriously, 12 blocks for 3 guys? 12? 12? And then 2 more for, two more apiece. Not 2 more, 2 more total. Torrey Craig? Yeah, Torrey Craig. You know, I have all his albums. Io Dunsunmu? Yeah, that guy. I know, I'm attempting to make light of the situation. 16 blocks by the Bulls. Well, it's only 16 blocks. Big deal, you know. I mean, you know, the Bulls, they're known for blocking shots. I guess they are. And Kobe White's known for getting red bleeping hot. But no, he has definitely resurrected a career. And he got red hot. Looked like Kobe Bryant against the Toronto Raptors or something like that. At least in the fourth quarter. As the Wolves, you know, watch the Bulls run past him. See what I did there? Bull run? Okay. And the overtime was poop, too. I mean, pretty much the whole second half. It wasn't just the fourth quarter. 36-23, third quarter. 32-23, fourth quarter. 14-8, overtime. And you Yeah. I mean, it was a nice first half. It was awesome. It was a great first half. 33-22 for Minnesota in the first, 36-25 in the second. Let's just cruise to victory. It'll be garbage time, about 8 minutes. You know, with 8 minutes remaining, Garza, all those guys will be having fun out there, dunking on people. Garza maybe hitting the three-pointer, whatever the heck. You know, Wendell Moore getting some action. Troy Brown Jr., maybe his last game. Well, yeah, his last game with the Timberwolves. He was not inactive, but he didn't play. So, interesting. Maybe they're protecting him because of the possible trade was already in place. I got to think it was. And this sucked. This absolutely sucked. And, yeah, you got to think the trade was in place or very close to being in place. So, they didn't want to mess with it. And the Bulls blew past us. But Anthony Edwards at 38 and Karl Anthony Towns at 33. Well, the first half was great. And thank you guys for a great first half. But unfortunately, yeah, you got 24 minutes to go and you didn't show up at all. And you got your butts kicked by the Bulls, who have some good players, like recognizable players. Vucevic, Drummond, DeMar DeRozan, of course, very recognizable players. But then the other guy who often gets 35 plus and hits clutch shots once in a blue moon, especially against us, because, you know, we had the gall to trade him many years ago now. Zach LaVine wasn't even playing. He's out, and I think he's out for the season now, if I remember correctly. And Lonzo Ball, will he ever play again? I have no idea. No Patrick Williams either. That's three pretty important players by DeBuls, and DeBuls were DeBuls, and we were the Woofies, as people locally called them. This was awful. An awful, awful day. It was like the 1929 market crash. That's what it was like. Like the Roaring Twenties, that's the first like 2.5 quarters or so. If you look at the win probability, it's the Roaring Twenties. Almost 100% chance the Wolves are going to win this. Everything's great. It starts to dip a little bit, but you know, it'll recover. Everything will be fine. And then, bam, Black Monday or whatever it was called. And Black Tuesday, actually, is what it was called. And it was Hoovervilles everywhere. That fourth quarter was the definition of Hoovervilles when it came to the Timberwolves. That's the best way to describe it. Up and down the court. The Wolves were up and down the court the first half. The Bulls were up and down the court the second half. And then they couldn't miss. And we couldn't do anything about it. And that's all I got to say. The Wolves lost to the Bulls by 6 points. 129-123 in overtime. In inexcusable fashion. So, congratulations. 2 days later, we stay in the Midwest, which is fun. Chicago and Milwaukee, it's as classic as it gets. A lot of people believe, and I would agree, that Timberwolves probably should have been in that division instead of the division we're in. You know, playing west, against teams that are out west, like Denver and such, and Portland. We should probably be playing the Bucks and the Bulls and the Pacers and the Pistons. That would make sense. But nothing in this world makes sense. Let me tell you, nothing in this world makes sense. This is just a minor thing. 36-16, the Timberwolves defeat the Milwaukee Schmucks. Congratulations on getting the win there. 20 games above 500. The Schmucks are 1-5 because they fired Adrian Griffin. And 1-5 since firing Adrian Griffin because Doc Rivers isn't that good. And I'm not the only person saying that. It has nothing to do with, like, I may not like a lot of the things Doc Rivers says. I think he talks too much. But it's more or less the whining and bitching at the refs that was annoying. And maybe he's just not that good of a coach. Maybe he was good with the Magic long ago. I thought he was good with the Magic. He was really good with the Celtics for a while. But sometimes, it's not as good anymore. Some coaches just aren't as good for whatever reason. Now they're showing the Kobe Bryant 81 points. Yeah, that was Kobe White against the Wolves in the second half. He might have had 81, but no, one up with 33. Kobe White has definitely resurrected a career that was, kind of off to a slow start. He looks really good now. I even talked about it when I previewed the Bulls last week. I had a feeling that was going to be a pesky game, and it was. And I thought the Wolves were going to get beat by Milwaukee, so at least you can kind of switch that around. But losing to the Magic is the one that I wasn't expecting at all. And, that was bullcrap. At least the Wolves came back and played very nice against the Bucks, 129-105. We'll talk about the standings in a minute because I've lost track of where the heck we even are. AJ Green with 27 points off the bench and only 22 minutes for the Bucks. Thanasis, one of the coolest names in history of the world. Thanasis. I still can't say their last name, but the little freak, or the younger freak, I guess you could say. And then the Greek freak. And Giannis. Yep. Yeah. Antetokounmpo. I don't know. I'm probably still saying it wrong, which is embarrassing. But they usually just say Giannis or the Greek Freak, really, anyway. I don't know. Nas Reed with 17 points off the bench. It was fun watching him fly to the basket on multiple occasions. Kyle Anderson with 6 assists. So happy to have him. And I got a feeling there might have been a Doc Rivers effect if the if the Wolves traded Kyle Anderson. I think he's like half the player he was last year. I hate the missed layups and the inconsistent like shooting and such by Kyle Anderson. But you know, I got a feeling if the Wolves traded Kyle Anderson away, there might have been the Doc Rivers effect, Adrian Griffin Doc Rivers effect. Like, oh crap, we're like, you know, it would have had a negative effect more than likely, unless the Timberwolves got somebody outstanding in return. And I don't know if we're really in position to get anybody outstanding without like having to trade away some really big piece like a Jaden McDaniels or something. And I'm not in no rush to do that. Mike Conley, 18 points and 9 assists and 5 rebounds. Great game for Mike Conley. As he's probably excited also getting somebody behind him who could be, could be pretty valuable in Monte Morris. Unfortunately, he wasn't valuable for Detroit at all, but he only played in like a couple minutes the whole season over there in Detroit, and that team that lost 28 games in a row with the highest paid coach in the league. Wrap your head around that, Detroit fans. Let that sink in. So, yeah. I wish I cheered for the 49ers because I'm a 49ers fan, but believe me, I felt bad for what happened to the Detroit Lions last Sunday. Obviously, hadn't recorded since then, this particular show, so definitely felt bad for Detroit Lions fans, and we've been there, not because we're such a great, great franchise and great sports town. We've been there. Believe me, Detroit has more championships than us, unfortunately, including the Pistons. They have, what, 3? So they have 3 championships. Let's not forget that. The Detroit Red Wings, yeah, I don't know. Let's just get off that. I'm making an ass of myself. Detroit Lions won championships in the 50s, too. But unfortunately, the Lions are basically like the, you know, Minneapolis Lakers in a lot of ways. And then the current Lions are kind of what the Wolves have been, you know, like unsuccessful, generally speaking. But we'll see. Hopefully we make a legitimate playoff run, at least to the West Finals, but actually win it. That'd be amazing. Let's keep going. Sorry. You did get to have the bench emptied. Leonard Miller scored his first basket in forever because, you know, finally got in a game. 2.5 minutes. But, Chris Finch is like, screw this. We're finishing this game. We're not going to take everybody out right away. We're not messing around. And thankfully, the Wolves did end up winning the game, even though the Bucks won the fourth quarter by 3 points. They scored 30, so that's why Finch was like, I'm not messing around here. We're sick of blowing leads against, you know, good teams with like depleted rosters and such, because there was no Damian Lillard in this game. Injury/illness. So yeah, injury/illness for Damian Lillard. Chris Livingston, Robin Lopez was busy reading. Apparently he was, I think he was traded to the Bucks, wasn't he? I forget where. Yeah, see, Robin Lopez has been on like 16 teams. I'm not even kidding. Cameron Payne, I'm so confused. Yeah, who's trading where? Ty Washington, gotta love that name. Obviously, these are guys leaving. Yep, Trey Brown Jr.'s trade pending, along with Milton. Yeah, Lopez was busy reading a book, which is funny. So he wasn't invested in the game at all. So that means he's probably on his way out. So that's how that goes at the end of the day. I'll save this trade conversation for the second segment, because we're playing Portland twice, so that's kind of be a merge. So anyhow, the Lone Wolf Award winner for this episode, I think I want to go with Rudy Gobert. I do. He didn't have like this perfect week or anything, but I thought he had a strong week. Really appreciated what Rudy Gobert did. Anthony Edwards a bit up and down. He's obviously a strong honorable mention for it, but I want to go with Rudy Gobert. I thought he was the best overall player this week for the Timberwolves. Maybe I'm full of crap. Anthony Edwards had some amazing moments during the course of the week. Obviously against, he played well against Chicago, but, you know, he's part of the reason we gave up the 23 points. Sorry. Obviously, Rudy Gobert is as well. You know, I mean, he didn't exactly have a perfect week either. That's why it's kind of tough to really say anybody got it with like a bullet or anything this week. So we'll go with Rudy Gobert, the Johnny Flynn Memorial. I don't know, just kind of in general, giving up a 23-point lead. Jaden McDaniels had some good moments. I can't trash on him, really. He wasn't great. necessarily. I think Carl Anthony Towns was probably the weakest of the star players this week. Only, you know, he only had 19 points versus the Bucks, but he shot fairly well in the game. 4 of 6 from outside is great. 7 of 15 is, you know, and obviously limited minutes because you don't want to overdo it when you don't need to if you're way ahead. Against a team like the Bucks, that sounds kind of funny, but a very gentle Johnny Flynn memorial to Carl Anthony Towns. It's not anything harsh, but didn't particularly have a great week. With that, we got 3 games to preview, 2 of them against the same team, the Blazers, coming right up. We are back here on Timberwolves Explosion, second segment. We got 3 games to preview. The Los Angeles Clippers, we won't even play. Gosh, we're off all weekend. That's kind of lame. And then it's going to be All-Star game next weekend. Ah, come on. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, not a single game. Ah, come on. Why can't you slide the Clippers game to like Sunday or something? Okay, maybe not that day. Yeah, it's against the Super Bowl. As long as the Chiefs lose, I'm happy. No, I like San Francisco a lot, though. I do. So it's like I really do have a rooting interest in this game for so many reasons. Huge fan of the 49ers. Love the 49ers. My second favorite NFC team, basically. And I cannot stand the Kansas City Chiefs. They are the Golden State Warriors of football. Arrogant, obnoxious. And then you bring this, you know, this pop star who I've never ever liked, in the picture and glorify her like she's bigger than God. I'm sorry. No. Okay, as for the Clippers, what's up with the Clippers? 34-16. Well, if you don't think the Clippers are a threat, you're not paying attention. The Clippers are a threat, unfortunately. They are a huge threat. They're extremely talented. The one thing that could come back and bite the Clippers in the ass are, well, lots of things. But if they're healthy and focused, they are as dangerous a threat as there is in the Western Conference. Luckily, the Wolves did take care of business last time around. But here's the thing that could really catch up to the Clippers at some point. What does the injury report say right now? No injuries. And I'll just be polite and knock on wood for them. I'll be polite. No injuries for the LA Clippers. But Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, Paul George, no injuries, huh? So that's what could catch up to the Clippers. I'll knock on wood again to be polite. I don't want to be an a-hole and intentionally jinx them. But yeah. Jane McDaniels apparently has, he's got a finger issue. I know he went out with the hand against the Milwaukee Bucks. I didn't talk about that in the last segment. Yeah, he went out holding his hand. So again, limited minutes, unfortunately, in that one. Only played about 20 minutes against the Schmucks. So hopefully he's going to be okay. It's a finger. I thought they said thumb. Well, yeah, it's a finger related on the 8th. Monte Morris, not injury related. He is, again, he was passing a physical to become a Minnesota Timberwolf. Which I'm sure he's pretty happy about at the end of the day, going from the worst team in the league to one of the best and to get some significant minutes and to be with the guy that drafted him, of course. That would be our man, Tim Conley. Hip injury for Jordan McLaughlin as well. That's been brought up. So amazing how that turned out. So thank God for Monte Morris. Hallelujah, amen. The Los Angeles Clippers, 6th in the league in offense, 15th in rebounds, 4th in field goal percentage. I'm bringing that up because it's really high. The 5th best free throw percentage, number 1 in the league in 3 point percentage. Who's number 2? Minnesota. All right, Minnesota, number 2 in the league. And you add on Monte Morris, a 39% 3-point shooter. The Wolves are averaging 39.4. The Clippers, 39.9. That's incredible. Minnesota Timberwolves, an epic, epic battle on Sunday, January the 14th against the Clippers. A few weeks back now, almost a month ago, actually. 3 weeks ago, 109-105. Lower scoring, surprisingly. Against one of the better offenses on the planet right now. This is game 2 of a 4-game series with this club. Monday, February the 12th. Monday, February the 12th. This is in Staples Center, Crypto.com Arena. And do get your crypto on there. I do have a link in the... I haven't mentioned it at all. But I do have a link in the show description. If it'll show that I referred you. If you do it, you'll have $25 put in your account right away. You can trade cryptocurrency, and some cryptocurrencies are so cheap, you could get a ton of them with $25. You could get a ton of coins, whatever. Obviously, electronic coins, but you get the idea. Sunday, March the 3rd, Target Center, and Tuesday, March the 12th, back in Los Angeles, California. I'll continue the numbers here. Assists, the Clippers are 18th, 8th in protecting the ball with the lack of turnovers. That's good. Assist to turnover ratio, they're 7th. Block shots, they're 14th. The Bulls might be number 1 right now. Steals, the Clippers are 5th. 5th. Yeah, well, you have Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, so dangerous players. James Harden is all over the place, but you know what? He's playing well, to be fair. He's doing a good job. All the respect there. 8.5 points a game. When he first got there, the Clippers looked pathetic. Now they're picking it up. Russell Westbrook, I remember actually when he first got there, the Clippers were really dead and gone looking. And then all of a sudden, things just started to get better. And also the fact that they're healthy is a huge help. Bones Highland will not be coming to the Minnesota Timberwolves, at least not right now, unless there's some kind of buyout. But of course, again, we do have our point guard, so at least for the time being. So Bones Highland was definitely in the conversation a year ago and this year, or yeah, back in the summer, Bones Highland. And then we ended up signing Shake, 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 and it didn't work out, unfortunately. So that's how that goes. Paul George, 24 points a game, 6 rebounds, almost 2 steals, almost 1 block, almost 4 assists, almost this, almost that. Paul George, 22 points, 5.5 rebounds, a steal and a half. Jeez, so those guys are definitely... And then James Harden with almost a steal and a half. Kawhi Leonard, 45.6% from outside. Paul George, 40.3. James Harden, 42.6. Norman Powell, 44.5. Daniel Theis with limited action, but, you know, he gets some action. He's in the rotation, 42%. From outside, Amir Coffey, the former Gopher, who does get some action, about 17 and a half minutes a game. Good for him, 44.3%. Amir Coffey, huh, good job, man. Good job, former Gopher, of course. Minnesota Golden Gophers. How do I feel about this one? It's going to be really tough. They're kind of like the other Oklahoma City Thunder in a lot of ways. And don't look now, but the Phoenix Suns are now 10 games above 500. Luckily, the Wolves are 20 games above 500, so that helps. But still, 10 games above 500, Phoenix. And the Clippers are, what, 2 games behind the Wolves right now? Or officially, like, 1. I think they have 2 games in hand, as they would say in the National Hockey League. So it's going to be extremely interesting. This is an epic battle going forward at the end of the day. Looking forward to it big time. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wait a while to see it. But I want to believe the Wolves can win the game. The Wolves do seem to get up for teams like this, and I expect a very close game that might even go to go to overtime. At the end of the day, I want to look at the overall standings. Yeah, so technically we're in first, again, in the Western Conference. It's all over the place. Tied with the, Denver Nuggets. Oh, no. Oklahoma City's a half game behind. The Clippers are a full game behind. Phoenix is only 5 games behind. Wow. And the New Orleans Pelicans. Lemon and tomato juice right here. 5.5. Yep. Decent competition, actually, in this Western Conference. It's not as wide open as people would say. And the Yuck City Yucky State Warriors are technically out of the playoffs, but yeah, sure they are. I know. I'm not satisfied until they're officially eliminated. Same with the Yuck City Chefs, and they need to be eliminated Sunday night coming up, I hope so, by the 49ers. Let me tell you, knock those Mickey Frickers out, man. Anyhow, oh boy, I don't know. This is tough. Put it this way, if the Wolves sweep this 3-game series, it'd be awesome. It'd be awesome. You get past the Bucks and then the Blazers twice. No trap game nonsense with the Blazers. There is a back-to-back with Portland and L.A., which is frustrating. You wish there wasn't a back-to-back and all that, but that's how it goes. This game should be like Saturday night, like, you know, because I understand you don't want to compete with the Super Bowl. But make it Saturday night instead. Dang it. I don't know. Why couldn't they? I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what the schedule is? Whatever. Maybe they're playing Saturday. Nope. Yeah, they're playing tonight against Detroit. So, yeah, I guess. Whatever. Stupid Pistons, you know. Go away, Detroit. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I'm having a hell of a time with this one. I like the way the Wolves play against this team. We've had some success. Oh, God, I'm having a hell of a time here. I'm going to step up. Oh, boy. You know, it's because of the stupid games like the freaking Magic and the Bulls that drove me nuts. Like, are the Wolves going to get it together and win all 3 games this week? Oh, man, I don't know. Put it, okay, the Wolves are going to win. Wolves are going to win, dang it. Higher scoring, it's going to go to OT. 128-125, Timberwolves win. Anthony Edwards with 44. Timberwolves defeat the LA Clippers. Anthony Edwards shows up and gets it done with 44 points in an epic Western Conference battle with the Orlando Magic. And then the Wolves will play the Portland Trail Blazers twice. This one will be in Portland, Oregon, and the next one will be in Portland, Oregon. So at least not too much travel. I mean, you got to go north a bit from Los Angeles to Portland, unfortunately, in one day. So Tuesday the 13th, and happy Valentine's on Wednesday. And then stay in Portland in the Rose Garden the whole time. I remember making a joke about that a while back. Stay in Portland for Thursday the 15th. That one, I don't believe it's on TNT, and it probably, yeah, I don't know, it's Portland. They're not real good right now. 15-36. I want to believe the Wolves can sweep all three of these games, but I don't know. Are we going to drop the one? Are we going to drop one of these against Portland? I hope not. Portland's 28th in points, 26th in rebounds, 25th in threes, 30th in assists, bottom of the league. No Damian Lillard. They're way behind everybody. Bottom of the league. Yeah, the NBA needs expansion. Gosh, the NHL has 32 teams, and the NBA only has 30. Interesting. Well, two teams. You can mention two teams right away, or two cities, Seattle and Vegas. There you go. Expansion. Not the Wolves moving. The Wolves moving. No. Let's make it two expansion teams, Vegas and Seattle, and there you go. Sorry. Maybe someday St. Louis or something. Hopefully it's not us. Assist-to-turnover ratio, dead last in the league. Even though they actually get less turnovers than the Wolves, which is funny. 7th in steals, 23rd in blocks. The Wolves won comfortably, 116-93 on Jan the 12th. I think the Wolves sweep this week. What do you think of that? I think the Wolves sweep this week. Carl Anthony Towns with 32 the next night. Maybe not, but I don't know. I don't think anybody's going to score that much in the second, you know, on the back-to-back. Rudy Gobert with 22. It's going to be one of those kind of nights. Rudy Gobert with 22. Maybe Carl with 22. Maybe that one instead. But the Wolves will win by a final score of something like, on Tuesday night, final score of something like 108 to 100. And then the next game, I think you'll see more energy. 120 to 105. Wolves win by 15. And that one will have Anthony Edwards with 28. At the end of the day, the season wrap-up between these clubs. The Blazers or will be in Target Center. Pardon me, March the 4th, Monday, March the 4th. Blazers are 2-3 in their last five, and they have lost three in a row, including two to Denver. Forgot to look at the Clippers real quick. Their last five, and then I can look at the trades a teeny tiny bit here. Clippers are they had won four in a row until losing by 11 points to the New Orleans Pelicans. They forgot to put the lemon in the tomato juice. I know I'm going on and on with that. Then you have the All-Star break, and I will have a show next week, of course, to review those games and then preview the upcoming games coming right after that. So, yeah, why the hell not? That'd be kind of weird if I didn't. So, yeah, why would I not do that? 16th, I'll review those games and then preview the upcoming, well, huh. Yeah, I'll just review those games and talk about other stuff. So, we'll see. But I don't think I'm going to be taking the week off unless I feel the absolute need to do so. So, yeah, otherwise there's several games off, and then we eventually play the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets and Spurs and Memphis. So I think it's better that I don't, like, skip a week and then have a huge, busy show after that and, I don't know, kind of struggle with that. So let's not do that. Let's look at the trades really, really quick. Why did I do that? Okay, sorry. So the Buddy Hield trade, he's going to the Sixers. That's pretty interesting, and that's where McDermott is thrown in. To the Pacers, and the Spurs get Marcus Morris. You get the 2029 second round pick thrown in this one. It's 2029 second round pick. Oh, it's funny. The Pacers get a 2029 second round pick. Spurs get a 2029 second round pick. There's a 24 one also via the Raptors and all that. So I just had to throw that in there because it's hilarious how far ahead some of these go. Royce O'Neal, a guy a lot of Timberwolves fans would have wanted, including myself. Good player. Oh, I forgot something. But, Royce O'Neal is going to the Phoenix Suns. Obviously, nice addition at the end of the day there. Kata Bates-Jop, yep, he was included in that trade. That's kind of funny. So, former Timberwolves, he's been all over the place. He's going to the Nets, apparently. Gordon Hayward. The Thunder receive Gordon Hayward. We'll see if the guy can stay healthy, but if he does, pretty dangerous. Misich, Trey Mann, Dave Barton's all going to the Hornets. And then a Well, these aren't too far ahead. 24 and 25 second-round picks. Okay. Bogdanovich going, yeah, Alec Burks and Bogdanovich, arguably the best trade of the entire trade deadline session here. Alec Burks and Bogdanovich. I'm just messing around. To the New York Knicks, so people are very intrigued by that. Two future second-round picks, probably in the 2040s. Dennis Schroeder was a conversation with the Wolves a while back. Thaddeus Young is still playing. Wow. Yeah, they're going to the Brooklyn Nets, pardon me. Spencer Dinwiddie traded again. Jeez. Yep, he's going to the Raptors. Pat Beverley going to the Bucks. Cameron Payne, yep, he was part of the trade there. 2027 second-round pick, okay. 2024 first-round pick and a 28 first-round pick swap for the Thunder and the Mavs, okay. Jaden Springer to the Celtics, 24 second-round pick to the Sixers. Protected second-round pick, Celtics. And then a couple of, Daniel Gafford for the Mavericks. I actually like Gafford quite a bit. Rashawn Holmes, so a couple of big men that don't get played enough, in my opinion. Rashawn Holmes going to the Wizards. And a 2024 first-round pick from Mavs via the Thunder. Yeah, okay, and yep, the Bucks trade Robin Lopez, so that's why he was not interested in the game at all. He was just reading a book. That's weird. He's going to the Kings. Robin Lopez is going to the Sacramento Kings with cash considerations for the draft rights to Demetrios Gravanis. So, sounds like a Greek player going to the Bucks. Greek. The Milwaukee Greeks. Kelly Olynyk getting traded again. Otto Porter getting traded again. Well, at least I think so. Yeah, Porter's been all over. Kelly Olynyk, along with a guy named Achai, going to the Raptors. Otto Porter Jr. is going to the Jazz, along with Kyra Lewis and a 2024 first-round pick. Daniel House Jr. So on and so forth. Corey Joseph. Yeah, I don't want to read everything here. I'll bore you to death. But it just keeps going. Yeah, Monte Morris. There we go. Got to Monte Morris in the 2030 second-round pick. So ours is the farthest ahead from what I can tell. Steven Adams is going. Yeah, that was a while back now. Going to the Rockettes. One injured player for another guy who's hurt all the time. And then it says three second-round picks, such as when. I have no idea. An important trade a while back. Terry Rozier going to the Heat. The Hornets received Kyle Lowry, who may be a buyout. But the Wolves got their point guard, so I don't know. I don't think we'd be doing Kyle Lowry. Maybe someone like the Lakers or something. Danilo Gallinari's on his 19th team as well, going to the Pistons. Mike Muscala, he's been around a bit. Yeah, just kind of curious. Jeez, yeah, but this is like going back in the year. Sorry, I'm going too far. Sorry. But I thought I'd go over that a little bit. Some of them are entertaining with the second-round picks that go about 10 years in the future, which is really weird and silly. Second-round picks are valuable. And Tim Connelly, absolutely does a hell of a job with that. So we're blessed to have our coach, hopefully we are, our president of basketball, being good at that. Because second-round picks, there's at least two guys on this team that are second-round picks that are potentially great pieces. Obviously, Rudy Gobert, of course, but also Monte Morris as well. That's at least two players right there that were taken by Conley with the Nuggets. Unfortunately, Conley did trade Gobert to the Jazz before he played a single game with the Denver Nuggets. So that should wrap up this segment. We'll come back for fan interaction if there's any conversation there. Back here on Timberwolves Explosion, segment number 3, fan interaction. I don't think there's a whole lot, unfortunately, so I guess it's okay that I went on and on about the trades a little bit. There weren't that many, but there are some interesting ones, some intriguing ones. No huge names were traded, but big enough. It wasn't like huge Kevin Durant type stuff, like other years. So we'll move on from that. At TWolvesEX, Levi Brown out of New Zealand. Derek Felscott, Western Wisconsin, and Brave the Wild, great friend of Brave the Wild, of course. Does a great podcast, the Crease Assist podcast. And then Vince Germano out of Australia, Victoria, Melbourne, Australia. Really appreciate you very much. And Nice to see some new followers. Looks like mostly likes. Yeah, Tane Brown extremely frustrated after that frickin' Bulls game. I was saying, call me negative, but this team is really making me wonder. That second half was complete garbage. Unacceptable. Tane Brown responded with, this team is a 5 or 6 seed. And, yeah, they certainly looked like it. Beating the Bucks the way we did, that was nice. But, of course, they're kind of on a downtrend because they... I don't think what they did was good. I don't think firing Adrian Griffin was worth it. They had the same record as the Timberwolves at the time. So I don't think the Timberwolves were in any position to fire Chris Finch. In fact, I think it would be downright stupid if the Wolves did that. And I do believe Jim Peterson would agree with us because he says, no offense to Flip Saunders at whatsoever. God bless him. He's a wonderful coach, but that Chris Finch is the best coach in Timberwolves history. Do I agree? Yes, Chris Finch is the best coach in Timberwolves history, and I do believe he definitely will go down as that. As hopefully history ends up being insanely positive as we go forward with Chris Finch as head coach of your Minnesota Timberwolves. So yeah, all these weird like profiles following, but it is what it is. It is what it is. You're going to get random weird profiles following, but at least there's one legitimate basketball fan that followed. So appreciate you. Mo, 33-15 right there. So, yeah, appreciate the follow there very much. So, coming out of Baltimore, apparently. That's kind of cool. I don't think there's an interaction elsewhere, but I'll give it a quick check here. Instagram, Timberwolves_explosion, Timberwolves_explosion. I'll also maybe look at the demographics again just for fun. Numbers have been down a little bit, but, I mean, I shouldn't really worry about numbers necessarily unless... For some reason, you're starting to hate what I do, but I don't think so. I don't think that's what it is. Maybe some fans were a little bit disappointed with how things have gone of late, unfortunately. And eventually, I'm going to start putting, like, logos. You know how you have different logos for different particular episodes again? I might do that. Well, actually, I'll probably just put it on the podcast feed and maybe not share it that way. But it'll still say Timberwolves Explosion, and then you'll see a different logo. That's probably the way to do it. Because I do believe I confused people that one other time when I showed like a mesocyclone with a lightning bolt coming out like weathering the storm. People were like, is it Timberwolves Explosion, or is he just talking about weather? I don't know. So people were probably confused because I noticed that one had like no response. People were like, what is that? So I'll try not to confuse people with that. It'll just be on the show app, at least I believe. I think so. It actually might show up when I share it on Twitter, though. So just to let you know ahead of time. Otherwise, other demographics. I always get curious, you know, where people are listening from. I think it's fun. You know, interact with me out there if you haven't yet. You know, obviously the Twitter account, the Instagram, and the Facebook page. Facebook.com/TimberwolvesExplosion. And, of course, you can just find it on there. I don't think there's any interaction there, but possibly. I'll give it a check right away here. It's got a decent amount of followers, and yeah, it gets likes, but people don't usually comment, unfortunately. So hope to hear from you guys more and more. I know at least Levi for sure, and yeah, I think all of you are like super busy all the time, and I can relate. There's no doubt about that. So I apologize, or I understand is what I'm trying to say. You know, it's just a busy world out there. So United States 70%, Australia number 2 at 11%. So United States, if there's 70% of you listening, where are you? Talk to me a little bit. I know there's my friend from the Bronx. Is it Benzo from the Bronx? Great guy. Love to hear from you more and more. It's been a minute, hasn't it? So I really miss you. Hope to hear from you more and more. Hope I didn't turn you off somehow. Maybe just busy as well. Australia, Victoria, Queensland, Western Australia, New South Wales, and Tasmania. Maybe that might have been just one listen one time, though, from Tasmania because it's such a small number. But who knows? United Kingdom. Yep, where are you, United Kingdom? Say hello sometime. Would be great to hear from you. You're coming in third place. India, New Zealand, Hong Kong, Germany, South Korea, Canada. These are getting to be the smaller percentages now. Mexico, France, Bahamas. Cool. Philippines. Yep, that's believable. I know I've seen Philippine fans following the Facebook page. Filipinos, yep. Like to hear from you. Say hello sometime. Mongolia. How about that? Spain, Brazil, Japan, Croatia, Dominica, Norway, Czech Republic, but all less than 1%. But say hello sometime. You know, be great. I am, you know, whoever. I'm from South Korea. I'm from New Zealand, though. I think it's mostly Tane and Levi, but love you guys. I mean, you don't know how valuable you are to this show. I mean, you are pillars of the show. You know, I mean, please never leave. Just never leave. Please never leave. And just in case, if you're from New Zealand and you haven't introduced yourself, say hi. I'd love to meet you. In Australia, same thing. I know if some people have popped up from Australia. Some kind of come, some kind of go, unfortunately, but maybe you're still listening. Would love to hear from Reese Pedretti more and more. I know he'd been vacationing for a while in the United States, which is really cool. So huge shout out to Random Hoops. He has some fun stuff, like NBA Inside stuff and highlights, you know, back in the mid-90s and such, and early 90s and mid-90s. It's a pleasure. I love those highlights. And Vince Germano, I love our off-air conversations. Sometimes they go all over the place. Sometimes they're heavy basketball conversation. I mean, one of the greatest people on the planet, Vince Germano. So Tane Brown, Levi Brown, you guys are unbelievable. You know, great guys. And I miss hearing from you. I know your schedules are probably crazy and busy. And again, I can relate, but maybe your schedule's even tougher. So it's quite possible. Hope to hear from you. Anybody out there that hasn't rated the show, like given a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, something like that, if you're able to do that, please do, because this show needs some love. It needs some algorithms. It feels like it's been kind of on a plateau for a very, very long time, and it needs a little help. So if you could do that, that'd be wonderful. Some 5-star ratings. It's just a quick little thing, and you would be helping the show a lot if you did that, because this is an algorithm world when it comes to podcasts. And when there's not much momentum, it can't really get off the, you know, like people aren't going to really see the show. All these other podcasts are going to, you know, be standing taller and blocking me out, which is kind of how things go in the podcasting world. So could use a little help. With that said, have yourself a wonderful week. And I'm not going anywhere, so don't worry. I'm not going to be like, oh, number, only this amount of people are listening. I'm stepping down. No, I don't think I'm going to step down. And I really don't. only if, like, contractually I was forced to. By something like an actual real, like an actual good job of some kind. And it would have to be a damn good job for me to do that. With that, and I don't think that day will ever come, honestly. They can't force me to quit a show, I don't think. So with that said, have yourself a wonderful week. Hopefully the Timberwolves continue to remain atop the Western Conference and do what I was predicting, even though albeit a little too positive, sweep this week.